Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Welcome to another great show for Voices of Courage today. I want to ask you a question. Do you want to have more impact in your life? Are you ready to up-level all areas of your life? Your business, your home life, your relationships, your career, your health, your fitness? Well, if you say yes to that, there's one key ingredient that you must have, and that is discipline. If you don't have the discipline, you won't accomplish your goals. It's that simple. And what comes with discipline? It's courage. It's courage to get out of your comfort zone, get out of your resistance to change, to grow, to evolve. It's courage to find the time for you to awaken what you need to awaken within you, that passion, that purpose, that power, so that you can take your life to the next level. Is that you? Do you really want to change? You know, are you ready to maybe make a difference, not only in your life, but maybe in the lives of your family members, your team members, those people that you really care for? Are you, you know, it's all an inside job, isn't it? As within, so without. If you change your beliefs, choices, and actions today, then what's going to happen for you is it's going to outpicture in your life on a consistent basis if you have discipline. Today, I have a very special guest. He is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He's also an individual that will help you to understand the key principles that you need to be able to grow yourself and grow your business. I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I'm going to introduce this guest to you. I'll be right back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I have my very special guest is Gino Wickman today. That's G-I-N-O, not G-E-N-O. Gino, it's great to have you back on the show.
Ken, I'm thrilled to be back. I just love what you're doing here.
Oh, thank you. I love what you're doing for the years. I've followed you with your books, with Traction and several of the other ones, so it's great to have you back on the show. For those of you that don't know Gino, Gino is the founder of EOS Worldwide. That's Entrepreneurial Operating System, an organization that helps tens of thousands of businesses implement the EOS with the aid of an international team of over 700 professionals and certified EOS implementers and online support. There are over 200,000 companies now using the EOS tools worldwide, and Gino has helped thousands of people master their outer world. He's got a new book out. That's what we're talking about today. The book's called Shine, and I can hardly wait to dive into it. Gino, it's great to have you, man. Let me ask you a question, Gino. What you got the new book out. I want to dive into that a little bit. What motivated you to write Shine?
Yeah, well, I'll try to answer that in just a minute or two, but I want to create a context because it's hard to answer without giving you the whole story. And so as fast as I can tell it, what I realize as I look back is I've created five pieces of content in the world for entrepreneurs. That is my obsession, is helping entrepreneurs build great businesses. And so number one is called Entrepreneurial Leap, and that's helping any entrepreneur in the making discover if they are and show them how to become a great entrepreneur. Number two piece of content is Rocket Fuel, and that's the visionary integrator concept, helping that visionary entrepreneur find their perfect integrator counterpart to take the business to the next level. The third piece of content is EOS, as you mentioned, and my book Traction, that helps that entrepreneur run their business like a Swiss watch. The fourth piece of content is EOS Life, helping that entrepreneur live their ideal life. And then the fifth piece of content is the 10 disciplines for managing and maximizing your energy, your impact, and your inner peace. Well, the reason I start there is because what I realized in looking at those five pieces of content is I have been helping tens of thousands of entrepreneurs climb the mountain, if you will. Those five pieces of content are the lifeline of an entrepreneur. And what I've realized after doing this now for three decades is that the entrepreneur, in a lot of cases, including mine, gets to the top of the mountain, makes the climb, implements all this content, succeeds by every outer world metric. They've got the business, they got the money, they got the people, they got the stuff, they got the accolades. But unfortunately, they got to the top of the mountain, rang the bell, and they're just not feeling fulfilled. They're feeling empty. They're feeling like it's not what they thought it was going to be when they got there. And so they're kind of like, is this all there is? And so after helping entrepreneurs in their outer world for 30 years, which I continue to do, and this conversation is going to help them continue to maximize their outer world, I'm now going into their inner world and going into that very scary place and helping them really master their inner world in addition to their outer world so they can experience peace, bliss, love, and really enjoy the journey.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I've been a coach for three decades. I've worked with so many successful entrepreneurs and rich and famous people. And, you know, it's interesting. They get the top of their careers and now they've given so much into the work that their health starts failing or their relationship isn't right or they're not feeling fulfilled or satisfied within them. And of course, when they come to me, we talk about what you're talking right now. We talk about the inner world. So let's talk about that. You know, what's going on below the surface for these entrepreneurs? Yeah.
Yeah, I love that you said that because that's exactly how I describe it. I always do my hands like this under my chin and I say below the surface because what's typically going on below the surface is the tectonic plates are shifting, the central nervous system is amped up, there's an uneasiness, so it's just not peaceful down there under the surface. And so that's what's going on. And we entrepreneurs, we are driven. And as driven people, it's a blessing and it's a curse. The blessing is obviously that we're the creators of most things on the planet. We're the superheroes that save the day. We solve big problems. We have superhuman stamina that most don't have. It's just that the curse is we do a lot of damage to ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and to the people in our lives and the relationships in our lives with the intensity, our ambition, that drive. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of starting to understand that so that you can go inside and give yourself permission to kind of clean it up, get it right, and shed some stuff that needs to be shed.
Okay, let's talk about the energy around this, okay? You talk about the balls of energy. You know, some are burning bright and some are very dull. And, you know, I get it. You know, people, you know, they get to a certain level in their business and all of a sudden, you know, the passion is gone. The purpose is gone. They feel like something's not missing here. So what's your point of view on that, Gino?
Yeah, well, I love that you use that term energy because that's exactly how I describe it. I believe we're all balls of energy. In other words, we're pure energy. It's been scientifically proven. And like you said, some of us burn very bright and some of us don't burn so bright. And for those of us that are burning bright, you know, our energy is just free and it's clear and it's flowing. And so what we talk about in this book and what we're teaching the world is how to free their true selves. When your true self is fully free, unblocked, where that energy is not blocked, you are shining at the brightest level. And unfortunately, when your energy is blocked, you're just not shining as bright as you could. And blocks are just simply things that have happened in the past, stories you're living with, conditioning from people in your life, traumas, pain, whatever it was, you're just still hanging on to it for some reason. And you can let it go and shed it, as we like to say, shed and shine. That's what we're all about.
Well, I love that. Listen, as an entrepreneur, you know, we entrepreneurs want freedom. We want freedom from stress. We want financial freedom. We want freedom to travel where we want to go. We want freedom to wake up and do what we want when we want. We want freedom. So when we get back, because I got to take a break, I want you to address some of the disciplines that'll get us there to have some more freedom in our life. We will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. And as that little bumper came on, see the unseeable, know the unknowable, do the impossible. I want to talk to you about the disciplines that we need to see those things that we can't see right now, Gino. Let's go with that point.
Would love to. And you know, what we talked about so far is what I call the what, okay? And the what is showing the world that it is possible to be both driven and have peace. It is possible to have that beautiful balance in your life. And so the how is you can do that through the 10 disciplines we are about to discuss, because to do that, you have to create space and time in your life. You have to have a framework to do this wonderful work, to go inside and again, master the inner world and maximize the outer world. So these 10 disciplines I'm about to share are going to do both. They're going to make you even better at what you do, make a bigger impact on the world, while experiencing inner peace. And so what I always like to do is start by just giving you an overview of those 10 disciplines. And then you always know your audience better than I do. Sometimes it's fun if you just kind of pick one, two, or three that jump out at you that you think they would love to hear us go deep on. But at a high level, here are the 10 disciplines to maximize your energy, impact, and inner peace. Number one is 10-year thinking. Number two, take time off. Number three, know thyself. Number four, be still. Number five, know your 100%, which is your work container. Number six, say no, dot, 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 often. Number seven, don't do $25 an hour work if you want to make six figures. Number eight, prepare every night. Number nine, put everything in one place. And number 10, be humble.
I love those. I love those. Okay, I'm going to go in a little depth in those. But before we get to the depth in those, you know, I think even people listening to our broadcast today, sometimes they have resistance to something new, a new idea, a new way of implementing. What in your experience has stopped people from implementing the disciplines?
Yeah, well, I would say two things. Okay, so first is, when we talk about going inside, that's really scary, okay? It's human nature. And as a driven entrepreneur, you are always charging forward and you fear that you're going to lose your edge. You fear something's going to change the formula that has made you great and throw you off kilter. And so you just fear going there. What I would suggest to anyone that's resistant to this, just continue to focus on the outer world for now, because you'll get pinged and implement these 10 disciplines from an outer world maximization standpoint. And then you'll start to see when it's time to go into the inner world. So sometimes it's scary, number one. Number two is time. You know, to implement new disciplines in your life, it takes time. And so what you're going to see with these 10 that I'm going to share is they all stand on their own. So if you choose to just implement one, and then when you've got that one mastered, maybe implement the next one, but know that it's the 10 when they're all fully in place in your life, they have a magnifying effect on each other. So you'll get much more out of all 10 than you will out of each one standing on their own. And so it's about time. And so just tiptoe into it one at a time if time is what's holding.
Well, let's start with number one, 10-year thinking. So what is 10-year thinking? And, you know, from I coach a lot of people. Some people cannot vision. They can't see that 10 years, Gino.
Yes.
But so let's switch that mindset up. How can people start thinking in terms of 10-year thinking?
Fantastic. Well, with each discipline, there's always a bold statement that I like to start with. And the bold statement is designed where, if you would just give me blind faith, just do this thing, if you will just do it, you will get maximum benefit and impact. Now, unfortunately, most human beings, they need to be sold or convinced, but I want to start with the bold statement, and then we'll get into exactly what you asked there. And so the bold statement with discipline number one, 10-year thinking, is shift your mind from short-term thinking to thinking in 10-year timeframes. With saying that, to your point, the people that struggle with long-term thinking, it's just the neurons in their brain, they have not built that muscle. And so what we do is we help them rewire those neurons. And one exercise, we can do it right now in 30 seconds, is right now, if you have something in front of you to write on or with, or just think of this, I want you to think of the date 10 years from today. So literally 10 years out, write the date, the month, the day, and then the 10 years from now year. Once you've done that, then I want you to write your age. What age will you be on that day? And then at that point now, just think about you at that age on that date. And now, what is the number one most important goal on that day for you? And write that down. And if you will just do that simple exercise, your brain will already start to rewire the neurons and help you to start to be able to have long-term thinking. Now, we can keep going deeper into this discipline. I'll let you be the gauge.
That was brilliant. That was very brilliant. I did that exercise and I got it immediately. Very good.
Awesome.
Very good.
Awesome.
And I hope a lot of my audience is getting that too. And if you don't, replay this video over and over again until you get it, because you will get it. Okay, Gino, let's go to what next here.
Number two, if we're taking them in order here, number two is to take time off. So discipline number two is to take time off. The bold statement here, again, if you would just do this, is to take 130 days off per year and don't think about work the entire day. Okay, so I just shocked most of your audience, but it is possible. And so I'm speaking from experience. The last 20 years of building my businesses, I have taken off 150 days a year, which includes the entire month of August. I take an August sabbatical every year for 20 years, and I am better for it. I built my businesses faster because of it, because I have such clarity and creativity, and I created this space. When I go sharpen my saw and come back into the working world, I'm better for myself, for my people. I'm more creative, have better ideas. And so that's discipline number
you know,
two.
I'll just plus that one thing. What happens for me when I take that time up are things that I thought I had to solve seem to solve themselves. My people, my team, somebody will work on that while I'm away. I come back and it's just easier. So
I would also say you owe it to yourself and your loved ones and your friend, the people in your life, you owe it to them to take time off. You've got to recharge, if nothing else, for your health, but also to spend time with the important people in your life. So you're just not going 24/7, 365.
Yeah. What we're talking about here is some balance in your life too. Okay. Next is know thyself. Now we have an identity crisis in America. People don't know who they are. They think they're their houses, their cars, their trucks. How do we know ourselves?
Yeah, here's the
how do we get there, Gino?
Yeah, so here's the fun stuff when we start to get into your true self. But let's start with the bold statement again. And the bold statement is to be your true self 100% of the time, 24/7, 365. And so knowing yourself, we have to start with you being yourself, but you can't be yourself until you truly know yourself. So you've got to go on an adventure, if you will, of discovery and start to get really clear. And it starts high level, very tangible, and then it starts to go deep as we go deep into the inside. But it starts with understanding your strengths, your weaknesses, your personality traits and your characteristics, what you're good at and you're not good at, starting to get clear on your superpower, and then starting to go inside and figure out those blocks, what's holding you back from fully shining, from fully being your true self, and starting to remove those barriers and those obstacles. And I love to always tell a really fast story on this. And it happened to me when I was age 30. My wife threw me a surprise birthday party. 100 sets of eyeballs when I walked in the house said, surprise. I looked around the room and I saw 6 factions of my life. My business partners, my employees, my family, my wife's family, my high school friends, and my new friends. And I realized I was a different person for every single faction. And I looked around the room and I said, who in the hell am I going to be today? So imagine how exhausting and heavy that has to be. And it was that day I said, I'm just going to be me going forward because this is way too much work.
You know what I love about that is when we fully, I've done the same thing. And so when we fully integrate, when we start to integrate all pieces of our lives and show up authentically as we truly are, life gets easier. As Gino just said, you don't have to think about how you act with a different person. It just, this is you. So I love that piece. And I know there's a lot in the book Shine that, expand on what we're talking about here. So, by the way, if you haven't got the book Shine yet, I'm going to put it up on the screen real quick, Gino, so that people can see this here. And you and I are going to move over a little bit. All right. Shine is up on the screen. Gino, where can they get the book, by the way?
Yeah, so you can get it at any major retailer. You can go to our website, the10disciplines.com. It's there along with a wonderful true self-assessment you can take to find out how free you really are, but all major retailers.
Okay, that's great. All right, so hope you'll all check that out. Listen, I got to take a quick break. When I come back, the next discipline is one of my favorites. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to dive into that one. This is the one I think that cements everything together. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to ukhealthradio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll get right back to my guest, Gino Wickman, in just 1 second. But I wanted to reach out to you, and I have a plea for y'all. Listen, these videos that we're doing, these shows we're doing, are impact a lot of people. So my plea for you is that if you really like what you're watching, do 2 things. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel, and number 2, go share this video with somebody that you love. This will help up-level someone's life, maybe change their life for the better. And that's how we grow as a company and as a nation, as a world, when we up level each other. So I hope you'll take me up on that. All right, back to Gino Wickman. Gino, all right, the next discipline that we have here is, like I said, my favorite, be still. Mm-hmm. Okay. Be still, man. I know a lot of people that can't be still. But let's talk, I'm gonna get your point on that.
Yes. So discipline number four is be still. Here comes the bold statement again. If you just did this, you will get all of the benefit of this discipline. And that is two. Here it comes. Sit in silence for 30 minutes every day. Oh, so when we say sit in silence and we say be still, there are four forms of stillness. Okay. And so meditation is first, probably the most common. And so for some people, meditation is difficult. I happen to meditate. That's my form. But the other three are prayer. You could journal or contemplate. So contemplation, journaling, prayer, or meditation are four forms of stillness. And so you can start with just 10 minutes a day, but ultimately the goal is 30 minutes a day in silence every single day, ideally. For me, it works out to about 3 to 5 times a week. It is a full 30 minutes, and it has been profound for me, especially in these last 4 years.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I'm a decades-long meditator, usually always, morning and evening, minimum 30 minutes. But I started at 10 minutes, and that's where you start where you need to start. I will say this. Leonardo da Vinci said that isolation is the price of greatness. Paramahansa Yogananda, the great sage, said that stillness is the price of greatness. When we get still, I'll give you a couple pieces. And when we get still at night, when you go to sleep, what happens? Your body recharges, right? It re-energizes. It heals. When you can be still, you can create that same experience in yourself. In fact, 20 minutes of deep meditation is equal to about 2 hours of sleep. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. All right. Next one. Know your 100%. What is that, Gino?
Yeah. So this is, for lack of a better term, your work container. So know your 100%. Here comes the bold statement, is decide on and commit to the perfect number of hours per week and weeks per year that you will deliver your craft to the world. And so this is where we get to work. And every driven entrepreneur, every leader, every person on the planet, just for that record, you have this perfect formula. And we are all different, where if you work one more hour than that every week, you will start to burn out. And if you work one less hour, you will start to get bored. And so the idea is to figure out your perfect formula. And so for me, for the last 25 years running, I work 40 weeks a year and I've worked 55 hours a week. That's my magic formula. It's like that gauge in your car that shows maximum fuel efficiency. When you're putting your foot on that accelerator, there's a perfect spot there that dials in the perfect optimal miles per gallon. Same thing with your energy. There's a perfect formula that you will get maximum output and make maximum impact on the world while you bring your craft to the world.
So let me ask you about your 40 weeks a year. So there's 52 weeks. So you're taking basically 3 months off a year. And do you take that all at once? Do you plan it out through the year? You take different breaks? How do you do it?
So I take the month of August off every year. So there's 4 weeks of those 12 weeks. I probably take one or two-week vacations, and then the rest are one-week vacations. And I pre-plan them. So they're typically planned out a good at least 6 months in advance, if not a year in advance. Certainly, my August sabbatical is planned out for the next 100 years in advance, because I'm going to do that forever. At least that's my plan. That's the quick high level there.
That's great. Next one here. Let's see. Say no often. Say no often. Yeah. Okay. And what happens if we don't say no often? What's your bold statement first? Go.
Yeah, here. Well, the short answer is burnout happens, but I'll give you the bold statement first. So discipline number two is say no, ... often. The bold statement here, if you just did this, say no to everything that doesn't fit into the first five disciplines. So simply put, When you shift your mindset to 10-year thinking, you know your 10-year clarity, multi-decade thinking, you're taking time off, recharging your batteries, you know yourself, you're being yourself in the world, you're being still 30 minutes a day in silence, and you know your 100%, what you need to say no to is as clear as a bell. It'd be like somebody asking you to eat a worm. You would say no immediately. It gets that easy. But for most of us, we struggle with saying no. There's an uneasiness. The tectonic plates shift inside of us at the thought of saying no to somebody, but we've got to get good at it because you can't say yes to everything. As a matter of fact, you should be saying no to most things, assuming you're a driven entrepreneur moving forward with lots of opportunities before you.
You know, that's a big deal for some people, you know, saying no. I do find with most people, myself included, if I have a plan, and I, like we said, you have the disciplines in place, if you have a plan, then it makes it a little easier. Because if you don't have a plan, my wife's got a plan, my boss or my employees have a plan. Everybody has a plan for me. My family has, everybody has a plan, right? So I think that's a big one for a lot of people. Do you know, don't do $25 an hour work. I can't tell you how many people over the years I've coached out of that because they don't get that shift, right?
Yeah.
And yet it stops them dead in their tracks. So go ahead. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. And let's now, first we'll do the bold statement. So discipline number 7 is don't do $25 an hour work. And I always lovingly want, I say, if you want to make 6 figures. So with that, the bold statement is never do anything that you could pay someone $25 an hour to do. And so this now, if we go back to knowing your 100%, your work container, and just using me as the example, everybody out there is going to come up with your formula, 40 weeks a year, 55 hours a week. That's what the working world is going to get from me. And knowing that work container, now I have this beautiful opportunity as more and more and more stuff comes at me, I can now delegate and elevate myself, keeping me within my work container, within my 100%. And I need to look at everything I'm doing and making sure if anything I'm doing is $25 an hour work, I need to delegate that to somebody to elevate myself to $100 an hour work, $500 an hour work, $1,000 an hour work, so that you are maximizing your impact, you're maximizing your income, you are making a bigger impact on the world.
And you know, some of you entrepreneurs out there are thinking in your mind right now, well, I don't have the money to hire somebody else. I don't necessarily have, I don't have the time because it takes time to, but I want to say this, you know, there's companies out there like Upwork out there that you can hire people all over the world. They start at about $4 an hour and move up from there. There's no excuse for you not to find the ideal person for your company to help support you to start delegating. Throw that in, Gino. All right. Listen, I got to take a quick break. But before I do, I want to put your book up there again. And I want to tell my listening audience also where they can get the book again. Where is that, Gino?
So all major retailers, you can also get it on our website at the10disciplines.com. You'll also find a wonderful true self assessment that will help you see clearly how free your true self really is.
Okay. Well, the next discipline that we're going to talk about is a discipline that I learned early on, but this is a discipline that I've used for my entire life, and it makes everything so much easier for you. We'll be right back. I'll tell you what it is.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you just joined us, I'm speaking with best-selling author and entrepreneur extraordinaire, Gino Wickman, and we're talking about his new book, Shine. Gino, the next one is The Key, I Believe, to Entrepreneurial Success. I'll let you talk about how we prepare every night.
Fantastic. Well, discipline number 8 is prepare every night. The bold statement here is before your head hits the pillow every night, document the next day's plan. So the idea here is when you finish your day, somewhere between when your day ends and your head hits that pillow, lay out the following day in chronological order. What this will do for you is you will sleep better, you will wake up with solutions to problems you're trying to solve, and you will hit the ground running and become much more productive and successful. As opposed to the way that most of the world does it, they just simply wake up the next day and let come at them what comes at them, and they've completely lost control of their day. And so it's about you taking control of your schedule and your time, and you're just simply listing the meetings, the calls, the projects, whatever you have going on the next day in chronological order. So you just work your way through that plan every single day. And then at the end of that day, you rinse and repeat and do the exact same thing every day.
I love that. I'm going to plus a little of that on with this. You know, there's 3 questions that I ask before I do that. And that is, what worked today? What didn't work today? And what can I do to improve tomorrow? Then I prepare, like Gino just said. And then before I go to sleep, right after meditation, I always set my intention to wake up feeling vibrant, alert, alive. I'm going to have a great day. I set that in my mind before I go to sleep so that I pop it up. All right, Gino, I'm loving this conversation, man. All righty. This is a good one. Put everything in one place and let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, discipline number 9, put everything in one place. The bold statement here is to pick the one place where you will capture every idea, commitment, thought, action item, and promise. And so again, as driven entrepreneurs, we're going through our day, we're busy, there's lots of things coming at us. And the way that most do it is they'll jot a quick note, they'll write something on a sticky note, they'll put it in their phone, they'll write, and they get to the end of the day and there's just kind of a mess of everything everywhere. Sometimes they're trying to remember it all. Well, you get to the end of the day and the truth of the matter is you're letting people down. You're very disorganized, you're frantic, and so imagine what that's doing to your energy. Now, all of a sudden, when you choose your one place, and so, for example, I use a legal pad. I live my life on a legal pad. With all this wonderful technology, the legal pad works best for me, but you can do it on a tablet, you can do it on whatever you choose, But for me, as I'm going through my day, whenever something comes up, I make a promise to someone. I have an idea. I'm sitting in a meeting and something comes up for me. It might even be processing a block where something's stirring. I quickly jot it down on my legal pad so that at the end of the day, when you're preparing for the next day, you can then take everything that you jotted down for that particular day and compartmentalize it in the appropriate place. And any promises you make, you can then honor those promises so you're not letting people down. It's so common to let people down, and these people are counting on you.
You know, we started out, talking about the inner game, and that's what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. So that inner piece is outpictured. When we change the inside, we outpicture it, right, Gino?
Yes.
And, you know, I walk into the, early on in my career, I'd walk into the most productive, most successful people in the companies that I worked with, and inevitably, their offices were clean. They didn't have papers all over the place. They were very organized, very systematic about it. And, you know, so, you know, I'm just speaking to you, my audience. So, you know, what's going on in your head? If you look around in your environment and you got stuff everywhere, papers everywhere and everything, Gino's system that he just told you, right, to put everything in one place is like the key to productivity, to more success, to more money, to more happiness. It's the key. Just wanted to say that, Gino.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because I'm so this discipline is so simple. It gets past people, but it's really interesting with our clients. This is one of the biggest pieces of feedback they have that they look back and they can't believe how they succeeded the last 20 years, 5 years, 10 years without this because it's so powerfully simple. Nobody ever taught them this to them. And all of a sudden, they're considerably more productive. And again, they're honoring their commitments.
So if you're listening to this and you look at your environment, you've got clutter everywhere, okay? You're not organized. It starts inside, and that's what Gino's talking about. That's why it's so important to get books like Gino's Shine, because you can start to understand the principles to be able to implement them in your life in a greater way. A lot of us know these things, but a lot of us don't implement it. So reinforcement by getting Shine. All right, Gino, this is my favorite one, number 10. It's about being humble. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, one of my favorites as well. So discipline number 10 is simply be humble. And the bold statement here is to view yourself as an equal to every person on the planet. And so I always teach this by illustrating a spectrum. And imagine on one side is the word humble, and on the other side is the word arrogant. And we human beings walking the earth, we're all somewhere on that spectrum. And I urge you to rate yourself right now, put a hash mark on that line. And if you want the real truth, ask the 5 most important people in your life to rate you so that you get the reality. But what's interesting is the definition of humble and the definition of arrogant are almost identical when you look them up. And it's simply how you view yourself in comparison to others. And arrogant people just tend to view themselves as a little more important than others. And humble people just don't think they're any more important than anyone else. So this is where you got to be really honest with yourself. And the belief here, at least for me, is that a humble life is far better than an arrogant life. And you will attract more of what you are. And life is just better surrounded by humble people than it is by a bunch of arrogant people, in my humble opinion.
I really love what you said there. And, you know, there's another definition that I came across with humble, and that is to see, and you've touched on it, to see reality clearly. So when we're humble, we can see reality clearly. We make better choices.
Here, here.
That part about know yourself, that's where it starts, with humility. And letting go of what you think you know and starting to look at what's real in your life. And that's what Gino's all about, looking at what's real. Gino, this book is going to change a whole bunch of people's lives. Let's just talk about, from your point of view, what are some of the benefits that people will walk away with when they get this book?
Yeah, well, in its simplest form, you know, everything we've talked about in this book is one statement. So for anybody out there who is driven, the message is that it is possible to be driven and have peace. That's the possibility. And the reality for most driven people is they fear peace because they think finding inner peace is going to zap them of their edge of this thing that got them to where they are. And I'm here to tell you from experience, that's not at all true. And I just want to tell you a story. And so as a driven person, when I put my suit of armor on at age 15 to protect myself from the world and put my head down and went to work as a tough guy and a hard worker, well, I got my first taste of peace in my mid-20s when my daughter was born. And I can only describe it as pure bliss, peace, love, and it lasted an hour. And then I stuffed it back down because it felt wimpy and weak and it terrified me. I literally thought in those days that if I found peace, I would want to sit in a hut and meditate all day and check out from the world and it would zap me of everything and I would lose everything. And it's just not at all true. The same thing happened when my son was born. And so it took me till my early 50s to realize that inner peace is a good thing. And furthermore, as we driven entrepreneurs, the driven, we're the creators of most things on the planet, we actually become more creative. We actually make a bigger impact. We will do more in the world with that peace. It's really hard to understand, but we have something called a true self model, which is an infinity model that's illustrating the flow of making that impact that we're so good at doing, but doing that while experiencing inner peace. And it's possible to have both. And when we have that balance and we have that harmony, life is just better. We're making a bigger impact. And people are starting to follow our lead as the leaders in the world.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think when we can slow down, we can succeed in much greater ways. And that's what Gino's talking about. Right. Slow down to succeed. And take some time for yourself. Take some time to go within yourself. I love what you said. Mm-hmm. You know, contemplate, meditate, pray. Be in nature, but take that time because that's where we regenerate. That's where that creative power that you were talking about here a minute ago, Gino, that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. It comes through us, right? As we allow ourselves that stillness in and go within. All right, Gino, what's your message to the world right now? I always like to ask that question on this show. What's your message, right? You know, let's not do the world. Let's do entrepreneurs. What's your message to entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So, you know, again, it starts with that, what I just shared there, and I'm going to go a little deeper into it now, but it's that it is possible to be driven and have peace. It is possible, and this book will show you how to do that. Now, with saying that, here's what I know already. You know, let's pretend that right now there are 100,000 driven entrepreneurs listening to us. Most of them right now have their head down, they're focused, they're driven, they're making their impact on the world, and they don't have time to look up, or they fear looking up, to my earlier point that finding peace might zap them. What I would suggest to you is wherever you are on your climb up that mountain, hopefully for most of you, you learned this at the beginning of the climb. What I would suggest, if this feels uncomfortable or scary, just keep climbing the mountain. Implement these 10 disciplines in your life and you will realize massive outer world impact. And what's going to happen at some point is you will be pinged. And the beauty with the 10 disciplines, when you're pinged, you have a platform, a framework, something that will give you space and time to do the inner work. And so if this is scaring you, that's okay. Keep going. Put the 10 disciplines in your life. Make a bigger impact. If you are pinged, however, and at some point you're going to get pinged, I hope we've pinged about 20,000 of those 100,000 souls out there. But when I say ping, what I believe there is if we've pinged your soul, your true self is ready for this. I describe it as piercing the shield that we all put on, this armor suit. It's piercing that suit of armor and letting a little light in or a little light out. And so if you've been pinged today, then please implement these 10 disciplines in your life with the awareness of both the outer world focus and the inner world focus. Let the journey begin for you of shedding your stuff and shining.
I love that. Well, Gino, thank you so much for being here in the show. I really appreciate you. And the book is Shine. One of my mentors, a guy by the name of Tony Robbins, told me something early on. He said, Ken, when you sit down and you get inspired, don't ever leave the site of that inspiration without taking immediate action. Mm. So I pass that on to my audience. The immediate action today is to go get Gino's book. Gino, again, thank you for being here, and look forward to having you back on sometime in the near future.
Always a pleasure, Ken.
For all of you, I want to thank you for joining us today. Again, please pass our show on to those that you love. It will make a difference in their life. And I want to say this, you can get all the shows if you want to check out some of the past shows from us. Just go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us to get our past shows. Okay, well, I want to thank all of you again for joining us. Continue to look for and see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then you will be able to do the impossible. That's what we do here in the show to help you with the first two. Take care. Till next time.